Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you want? Beak or jaws? Feathers or fur? Sharp teeth or feet with claws? Whatever's preferred. They'll grant you all last requests to steady your nerves. Then podcast the body parts, get severed and served. Bring your weak shit where the wolf and owl are. That ain't just a mistake, that's an awful howler. Both of them are known to pull up at your shows. Have the crowd witnessing a murder like they rolled in with a gang of crows. Fuck the censorship, let them see the whole thing. They stay dressed to kill, never sheep's clothing. Dark enough to turn the sun to the moon. You'll see nothing, all you hear is a huff a puff. Expect killings, red spilling and flesh ripping. Impressive in it, the death bringing his head spinning. Just kidding, every word in his song's about two grown men dressed up as a bird and a dog.
Time for the Wolf and Owl. Wolf and Owl inside the place. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Drop a bomb on this Wolf and Owl podcast. For the man them, for the women them. Ba-da-bop-bop, ba-da-bop-bop. Hello, everybody.
Oh, man, you're so vibey today. So vibey. You had a coffee this morning, this gentleman.
Do you know what? I'm actually in the middle of a little Costa piece right now.
Actually, I just need to say, big shout out to Costa and everyone apart from Starbucks. Starbucks gives me really bad acid reflux and an awful stomach for about 2 days.
What drink are you getting from Starbucks?
I usually go a large cappuccino with oat milk or coconut milk. But yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to fucking cut back on that fucking dairy vibe.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I've got a few things to say just before we start off. First of all, it's Sunday today. I'm not telling you this. I'm telling the Wolf and Owl pack this. Tom's got a lunch engagement with his lovely wife.
Yeah.
And he wanted to start this at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I texted him and said, can we do 10:30 or 10:45? And he said, I've got this lunch thing. So I said, 10's fine. And then, almost as if I did it deliberately, I haven't been ready to do this till now.
I have been thinking about this as some sort of like bizarre little power play.
No, it's not.
I know what you're like. You're like, no, I know the shit you like. I know the feel. I know that since you watched Succession, you've been like a different kind of beast.
No, I was really worried about you thinking that was like one of them where I just go, well, fuck you. We are doing it at 10:30. That it wasn't deliberate. I've just been at the football.
How did Charlie get on? How did my boy get on?
He played well. They lost, unfortunately.
How's he playing? What positions is he playing?
Well, they're sort of trying to... He alternates between... This sounds really weird. He alternates between playing up front and centre-half.
Oh, wow. Same as me, mate.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. I want to apologise for that. Second of all, I wanted to talk to you about... So the other day, you and I met up, didn't we?
Lovely.
I mean, it was a lovely, lovely little meet-up. Oh, we should have done one of those call Insta Lives where we just go, guys, you're not going to believe it. The Wolf and Owl are actually in the building together. But
man, it was a nice just to sit in your presence and just sort of like, your hair looks so nice. You look good, boy. You look nice.
Thanks, mate. But on the way out of having that meeting, I stopped off at donut time. Right. And I got myself, for the office and I got some for the boys. I got a little vegan half dozen, right?
Wow. Good. Nice.
This is what I want to talk to you about, okay? So they were incredible. Okay. Beautiful donuts. Yeah, there's one called the Hasselhoff or something, which had Lotus biscuit and the Biscoff thing.
It had all of that.
There was a Jammy Dodger one, which was incredible. There's like a apple crumble one, a mate. Like they're all.
Is this the one where they call them weird names? Magnificent names.
So delightful, absolutely amazing, right? This is what I want to ask you. Okay. Yeah. I want your opinion on this because I consider you a snack connoisseur, right? So
thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you and everyone who rides within you.
So this is my question.
Yeah.
The box of half a dozen donuts was £24, mm-hmm. right? Now that's a lot of money. First of all,
You showing off that you're doing very.
No. I didn't. It's 24.
You get two BAFTA nominations and you start fucking throwing that fucking drippy wave out. Yeah, fucking, yeah, so, I went to get some donuts, spent fucking nearly 25 notes on that.
Well, I do know what, I wouldn't mind a few bloody donut time vouchers with a nomination, to be honest with you. But the point I'm trying to make is, growing up, you would buy donuts, like a quid for like six jam donuts, right? And you'd inhale two of them in the car on the way back, in the back of your mum and dad's car. Right, and then you get home, and they're like snacky. You're eating them. They're so snacky. They're so cheap. You're almost eating them as you're walking around the house. Right,
like crisps.
Exactly. Right. What I'm saying to you is, for £4 a donut, which is essentially what these are, that you're talking about a sit down dessert now, bro. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, that's not what they are now, though.
Donut culture has changed now. Right, I'm right in saying that.
Let me say something.
Yeah.
Let me say something, bro. When you, some of these donuts you're getting from Donut Time, you've got to eat those with a knife and fork because of the sheer amount of 100%, toppings.
100%.
So me and Catherine had a couple not so long ago, and we were like, I would eat these in the street, like a normal donut, like a Krispy Kreme or whatever. Right. Do you know what I mean? A Krispy Kreme, fucking hell.
I didn't say anything. So that's just a little mini breakdown you've had all on your own there.
But you get one of those, you wang one in your mouth and you're fucking away, right?
Yeah.
Those Donut Times are, you know, and credit to them. They've stepped up the level, but you can't eat some of those on the street, man, without making an absolute fucking fool of yourself.
I would not attempt to eat one on the street. I would also go further to say that if you're in company, it's very difficult to admit that you fancy taking on a whole one. Like every single time I've seen them broken out in an office, people get the knives and forks out and they go, should we do them into halves or quarters?
I hate that. Sorry, mate. I hate that. I fucking loathe it. I loathe it, mate. Like, genuinely, it's my fucking worst thing. If fucking someone hands me a quarter of a donut, you better know that I'm never talking to you again.
Seriously?
Mate, it's a fucking shit show. I feel like I was so chilled coming onto this, and even the thought of it. It's the same people who go to pubs and open crisps like they're a fucking plate. They're not a fucking plate.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean? Crisps, I hate that. I loathe it when you sit there and you've got four different flavours of crisps. And so I buy one flavour of crisps and have it yourself. Like, genuinely, when it comes to that thing, I want to eat all the crisps. I don't buy the crisps as a fucking buffet.
Hold on. Probably 30 crisps. We're talking about two separate issues here. Okay, because the donut thing, I understand what you're saying. Because you know what? Do you know my issue with the donut thing, what you're talking about? And by the way, I'm firmly in the wolf's camp on this, all right?
Yo.
Is that when people cut open a donut, or, you know, cut a donut into pieces... And then, you know, say, for example, you're in an office situation, right? I'm getting into a bit of detail here.
Yeah, but let's just go and say quickly, the only person I do that is with my wife. Okay. I believe that with my wife, we'll half a donut. Fine. That's fine. Because that's what marriage is.
Yeah, sure. You'll have a pint with anyone, somebody you bump into in the street. But when it comes to halving a donut, right?
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's got to be rules to this fucking shit. There's got to be rules to this.
Yeah, sure. So what'll happen is you're in an office. Somebody breaks out some Donut Times or a Crosstown or one of these, what I would describe as gourmet donuts, right? They cut them into bits and they put them at the end of the office, right? Or the end of the room that you're in. Now, what you do, you've got yourself a fucking social etiquette situation there now, right? Because when you walk over there, you don't want to take too many bits, even though you know that you're going to need more than one bit, really. So you take one or two at most, right? People are observing.
Well, you should take fucking four. You should take four.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying to you. You then go.
Then everyone frowns like, "Oh, he's had four bits of donut. Fuck you."
And then you go and sit down, right? And you finish your bits of donut. And then I can't fucking work because all I'm thinking is I want to get more donut, but I know everybody in this room is going to judge me. Surprise, surprise. Look whose chair squeaked back as he goes over to the donut trough.
Someone makes a joke out of the fact that you brought donuts just so you could eat them.
Yeah, all of that shit. All of that shit, bro.
Do you know the most infuriating story I've got about a donut, actually? And I wasn't going to go there. You know this story. About a year and a half ago, I wasn't drinking due to some medical things that are going on. Anyway, that's not important.
It's quite a dark start to the donut story.
Yeah, but yeah, anyway, me and my wife and a couple of friends are going to the theatre. We're going to go see a musical. And they're all having a couple of drinks before, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go and grab something to eat while I'm in the theatre. Do you know what I mean? I'll have a little snack. Mm. The snack of choice at that time was a donut. I'm thinking, the donuts are great, right? Because they're just the best snack. I fucking really enjoy them. So I go to, I don't go to Donut Town. I go to Crosstown Donuts. Shout out Crosstown Donuts.
They're great. They're great, by the way.
Beautiful.
Similar price point to Donut Time, right?
Yeah. And I spent a long, long time with Crosstown going for like online that day to pick out the perfect donut. I get there's one of those donuts left. Yeah. I'm fucking over the moon. I have this donut. I start queuing for the theatre, and all I've got with me is just this fucking little, you know, it's like you bought an engagement ring or a bit of jewellery.
Mate, they pack it's crazy. Nice, little ribbon, you know,
beautiful
on it.
Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're watching him anyway, do it like Rowan Atkinson in Love Actually. Do you know what I mean? That's the amount of time they take to fucking put that in.
Oh, mate, it was incredible.
Yeah.
So I get to the thing, the security's checking everyone into this thing, and I've got his bag. He's like, oh, what have you got in your bag? I said, it's a donut. Like, I've just got a donut for when the show's on. He said, oh, you can't have a donut. You can't bring a donut in here. You can't. You have to leave it. You'll have to leave it with all the other bags and stuff.
You have to leave it with all the other bags of donuts for everybody else who brought a donut to the theatre. You have to say it to the donut room, sir.
But I was just like, why can't I just go and take it in? Because I just want to sort of eat on it while I'm watching the show. I like to eat. He said, oh, you know, you can't have a donut while you're in there. I said, well, do you serve crisps and popcorn in it? And he's like, well, yeah, we have crisps.
Did you have that tone on you when you were saying it?
Well, no, probably less than that. I'm still annoyed, actually, if I'm honest. I'm still got a bit between my teeth about the whole fucking quarter situation. And then he says, oh, no, but we can't have donuts. So I was like, so I start saying to him, and I'm holding up the queue, quite a few people are tightening at this time, saying, well, actually, donuts, you should sell donuts here. In every theatre and cinema, I should sell donuts. It's a ridiculous thing, because donuts are the best thing. If you're sitting around and you've got, we're watching something, donuts are the softest, most kind fucking thing that you can eat. Probably the only other thing that compares to them is a cupcake or a croissant. Right? You don't sell any of those in a theatre or cinema. So we still have a bit of a set too.
Although, just based on what you've just said, you're talking about just a normal ring donut there, aren't you? Like a ring donut is theatre food. One of those like Frankenstein donuts with like a sugar cage on it and a fucking, like a load of Oreos hanging off of like Christmas
cream. Just to shout out that I had quite a simple sort of like custard donut. It was, fine. Nothing too extravagant. All okay. Right.
Yeah, all right.
With a chocolate ganache on top of it and a chocolate sort of like bloodstream run through it.
Do you mean filling?
Yeah.
Who the fuck has ganache in their vocabulary without even a second hesitation that doesn't know the word filling? Bloodstream. You know what I like? You know, I like my donuts with chocolates running through their veins. Okay.
Yeah. So I have quite a set too with this guy, and then I have to, I have to put my donut in the thing. I couldn't eat my donut during the show, which completely ruined the show for me. Everyone else there was drunk, eating popcorn, just making a racket.
Yeah,
so
popcorn,
you know,
antisocial food. You're wanting to eat. I'm sticking up for you here, bro. You're wanting to eat a silent snack.
Yeah.
Much more appropriate in a theatre than popcorn. Much more appropriate in a theatre than Pringles, which they sell for 15 quid a mini tub in there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, carry on, sorry.
Exactly. So anyway, basically I have... So I sit through the whole fucking show. I didn't even enjoy the show in the end. I was just fuming because I couldn't have this donut. I then come outside and everyone else is like fucking, you know, mingling around as they do in a foyer because no one can just fucking leave. And I just go, right, I'm just going to go and get my donut now. I'd obviously ruined the time that I was there for everyone, by the way, by the fact that I was like moaning about the fact I'd ruined the whole show. Mm. I was moaning.
It feels fair enough to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I go to the guy in the little place where you get the cloakroom and say, oh, da, da, da. Give him a ticket. And he said, what is it? Is it a jacket or a bag? I said, it's actually a donut. It's in the donut bag. And he was like, oh, right, yeah. He sort of laughed like they'd all been talking about me behind my back. So he brings over my donut. I go over to the group and I open the donut to eat in the foyer, which the group I'm with were all quite embarrassed about.
Yeah, I would say that's a weird flex, but okay.
I open the donut box and it's the wrong donut. It's not the donut I put in there. It's not the one that I wanted. I got on for like the De Niro or whatever. The classic. And this was like a carrot one with sort of like fucking...
Carrot?
Like a carrot cake type donut.
Oh my God. And
I was like, what the fuck is this abomination? I was fuming. I lost my shit to another level within the theatre. To the point where sort of one of the group said, why is he shouting? Right? And then there was a little tap on my shoulder, right? And this guy's there, and he also had a bag from Crosstown. And he said, oh, look, I think they've confused our bags and stuff. And he said, have you got a ginger spice in that one? I was like, yeah, that's the one. And I was like, oh, yeah, fucking hell, man. Like, how mad is it we couldn't eat donuts? So me and this guy have a little bit of chat. It's the first time that we've been there the whole time where two people have actually sort of like, someone's understood my plight.
Mm.
I give him my bag. We swap bags. I sort of... I shake his hand and I give him a bit of a hug and I say, you know, I hope you enjoyed the show. And you know, I didn't really because of the lack of donut. He makes his way. He leaves, right? I turn to everyone and say, you know, I was like, what an amazing human being. And everyone was like, okay, yeah, cool, great. Are you happy now you got a donut? I open the box, right? The donut box, Ramesh, right? And he has taken a fucking bite out of my donut. Like genuinely, like to me, so that means, right, he knew that wasn't his fucking donut. I had a better flavour of donut, or he had a better, whatever. He's opened the box, seen this fucking donut, taken a bite out of it, didn't really like the fucking flavour of it. And then he's seen me with his bag and gone, well, I don't really like that one. I've tried it, right? And then came over, fucking swapped them. So he said, fuck, he's double dipped donuts. I genuinely went, this is the worst day ever. And I said, just, you know, you've got your, I said, I don't even know who he is. He's had a fucking bite out of it. I haven't got a knife that I can cut out his bite mark. I just stuffed the donut in a bin and just literally, just, that was it for me. That was one of the lowest points of my life before the pandemic. And shout out if anyone knows this guy, because there's some part of me that fucking like loathes you with every fucking part of my body, but there's also a part of me that sort of admires your fucking guile and your spirit.
I've got a couple of questions.
Hit me, boy.
Okay. Question number one. Are you definite?
I mean, do you know what? Like, genuinely, I'm just going to say this, and you know I love you with all my heart, right?
Yeah, here we go.
If you've got anything to fucking say about me in this donut situation that's anything but fucking polite, after what I've just fucking witnessed, you better fucking know yourself, son.
Okay, all right. It's the most threatening I feel you've been on this. These are my two questions. Question number one. Do you definitely think that guy saw that it wasn't his donut, took a bite? Can I just posit a potential theory? I'm not saying this is more likely than yours.
No, go for it.
That he just got so excited that he was like, you know, he might have got the box out and he's talking to a mate, just going out, and then he just sort of, he took a bite before realising what he was looking at? Because you said yourself, what's the likelihood of somebody else taking a donut to the theatre? I don't think I've ever heard of it, ever. So now this guy's probably thinking, this is absolutely definitely my donut. And he's just chatting to a mate going, and then he's bitten into it and only realised as he's bitten into it. That could have happened, couldn't it? I'm not saying
I'm not saying it couldn't have happened, but what I'm also saying is this, right?
Yeah.
When you do something as groundbreaking and as Mavrikesh as...
Mavrikesh?
Yeah. Taking a donut to a theatre, cinema or a pub or whatever... You know you're breaking ground, right? So, also when it comes to those flavors, Ramesh, you know for a fact, right? Yeah,
yeah.
The donut you brought and what your donut should look like, So you have that vibe. You know which one you brought, and I'd say that when it comes to these new age donuts, when you buy one, your first bite is with your eyes.
Okay. So what you're saying is, if that is what that guy did, he's not properly enjoying that donut. He doesn't know how to eat a donut. That's what you're saying, basically.
Eating a donut these days is like going to the Maldives or a nice place with a decent beach and a nice stretch of sea. You know, the first moment you see it, you've already swam 100 miles in it because it just fucking engulfs your brain, engulfs your heart and your spirit. And that's what eating like a donut from these modern donut tellers is like.
Yeah, donut tellers, yeah, okay. My other question for you is, Do you think that guy, because you just said, if anybody knows this guy, mm-hmm. could you please let me know or whatever, you know, you want some sort of closure. How likely do you think it is that bloke, that's a story for that bloke as much as it is for you? Do you think...
Well, I mean, his story is different. Story is, oh yeah, I brought a donut. I couldn't take it into the fucking show. I was a little bit annoyed by it. When I went to get the donut, they gave me the wrong one. I had a bite of that one and then swapped it back with a fucking idiot who had my donut.
Yeah.
So I had double bites.
I would love it if that bloke had become a comedian as well. And somewhere doing like a bit on a podcast or maybe even as a routine about the time that they fucking... And the routine ends like this. And I took a bite out of that twat's donut. And then when I bumped into it, obviously I couldn't say I've taken a bite out of his donut. So I just give him the donut back. And I think to myself, I've double dipped my donuts here. I've double dipped my donuts. And
as I looked into his sad eyes as he hugged me and like celebrated with me, yeah. I knew that I'd had a bite from his donut and I'd never felt so happy.
And that twat, ladies and gentlemen, was King Gary.
That's how that was the wolf and the wolf for now.
So anyway, you basically confirmed my suspicions that donuts at that price point, you know, that's a different, it's a different game, isn't it? It's a different ball game.
Yeah. Look, mate, if I'm honest with you, I've had my ups and downs with, it pays me to say it, but Krispy Kreme. I've had my ups and downs with those guys, but I still cheap, think that they're
cheap. I mean, they're still expensive.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
But they are cheaper.
They're cheaper, but I would arguably say, and you know, they're better donuts.
Wow,
they're better donuts. The softness of them, yeah, mate. I'd take a gentle fucking Krispy Kreme fucking ring over any other donut, man. Okay.
And if you want to clip that up and use that to wank to, you're more than welcome to. It's incredible the way you delivered that.
I had a lovely day. You know, yeah. Have you done any DIY now the weather's changing?
No, nor will
Haven't
I.
Haven't you? Do you do jobs around the house?
No. Basically, what happens is when Lisa and I first moved in together, we were like, we rented a house that my mum had, that my mum and dad had. And it was the house I grew up in. It was like in a real state. The people that had been renting it had really messed it up. And so Lisa and I, before we moved in, we spent a good few months like sorting it out, like doing all of that DIY stuff, like fixing it up and all that. And during the course of that time, Lisa became increasingly convinced that I shouldn't be allowed to do anything like that ever again for the sake of our sort of, not only for the sake of the house, but also for the sake of the marriage. Because she just, I know that, you know, it's not a gender thing or it shouldn't be a gender thing, but her respect for me as a husband just diminished with every job I took a massive shit on during the process of getting that all together.
Well, you're just not good at any of that sort of stuff?
Not really, man. I just don't have the common sense for it. And even like, you know, you do that thing where people go, well, you can do anything now. My brother does this. My brother's amazing. Like, he's fixed up a couple of houses. And If he doesn't know how to do something, he'll watch YouTube videos on it and he'll basically fucking teach himself. And then when he does it, you look at it and you go, that looks like how it looks in the YouTube video. Do you know what I mean? Like he spends his time doing it, but I just haven't got it in me, man. I just can't.
No, I mean, I'm the same with something. Like, I can't. There's certain stuff I can do that I quite enjoy doing. But then there's stuff that I won't put a picture up because I've ruined too many walls. I fucking hate putting pictures up. I can't do shit like that. That does me. But I like sort of, sometimes I like stripping it back and doing like a day. Like yesterday, we cleared out our shed. We've got a big old shed. We cleared it out.
Yeah.
Filled a skip. And we had a great day doing it. And I was really enjoyed myself. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was a good feeling. I love a really well-packed skip. At the end of the day, I felt decent and I felt good about it.
Do you have people taking the piss when you disc it?
Yeah, we've had a couple around here actually who've really taken the piss.
And how do you deal with that? Do you have a word of them?
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because you just have to sort of hold that fire for another day. I sort of say it's all right and let them mug me off for it. I can't do it again with the donuts.
Mate, that's what I do. I
come and vent on a podcast about it.
Yeah, I there must be people.
And then secretly hope that none of them listen.
I know. I just sort of think sometimes I don't know what somebody would have to do to me for me to sort of openly express my annoyance at them.
Can you complain in restaurants?
No, I can't. I tell you when I can complain, right? And this is relatively recently. I can complain on email like an absolute fucking demon, right?
Yeah.
And on the phone, I can get annoyed. Face to face, literally, somebody, a waiter could curl one out on my plate in front of me, and I'm still going to finish the meal and give them a massive tip. I just can't do anything apart from that. I don't know.
I've had all sorts of trouble when it comes to sort of like things like that. Like, I think, you know, like when you order a toasty from somewhere with some chips and the toasty comes out and the guys obviously can't hold the plate properly, so you've got a thumb mark in the toasty.
Yeah.
And you still just go, oh, thanks, mate. Oh, it's lovely. Like, you know, sort of like indented it. Do you know, a couple of years ago, me and Catherine were in Ibiza and we went to this guy, the concierge or whatever, the hotel was sort of going on about like different places to eat. He said to us to go to a couple of restaurants. So this one day he said, oh, there's this beautiful restaurant. It's about 25 miles away. And it's this in this little beautiful little concave or whatever, you know, like where the sea comes in and you've got cliffs around. What's it called? What's that called? An inlet.
An inlet. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, an inlet. We rock down there and we go of an evening. He said, oh, you know, it's beautiful when the sun goes down.
Yeah.
So we go there. Someone's going down, and it was a beautiful inlet with a beautiful view and a shit restaurant, right?
Right.
We were the only two people in this restaurant. Like, you know, there was no one else there. And you know, when you turn up and you're like, have you got a table for two? And the woman goes, sort of sighed and looked, I'm like, we clearly have. Anyway, we're sort of sitting there, and I fancied a surf and turf. So the surf and turf cake, it was scampi and a steak. And I'd asked for the steak to sort of like be medium well, because I wasn't going to risk anything less. More than that, because it was a sort of ropey looking place. Anyway, sort of eating the steak was absolutely disgusting. It was horrible, right? Mm. Like just fatty and sort of like just badly cooked, like an old charcuterie. You know. I ate the scampi and I sort of looked at his steak, but then I was like, we're the only two people here. I've sort of, when I got here, I told the woman how hungry I was, da da da. So I said to Catherine, I need to get rid of this steak. Like, I don't want it on the plate. I feel really bad if I've left a whole steak. So I wrapped it in a napkin and I sort of went like I was going to go for like, go to the toilet. And I sort of like walked around the side of the restaurant and I just came around this side and I just threw the steak over this wall, right? Over the other side of the wall was the kitchen. And what Catherine will verify this to you. You heard sort of something, right? Like it hit something on the other side. And I was like, oh my God. And I sprinted back to the table and then I could hear them sort of shouting in Spanish and all that. And I saw the woman go in and the chef sort of shouting at, like, you know, really annoyed with her. Clearly because he's been hit or something, he's been hit by this steak.
He thinks it's like the most vicious, aggressive complaint he's ever had. Not only do I not like the food, I'm going to throw it in your fucking face.
But I didn't know that the kitchen was there, right? It was a bizarre place. Right?
Yeah.
So there's a woman comes out.
I totally get that. You know, you're throwing a steak over a wall. Who are you to know that it's the wrong place to throw a steak over a wall? Do you know what I mean? That's not your fault.
Because no, I just saw some like...
Yeah, you've just gone round the back of a restaurant and thrown a steak over a wall. You're absolutely blameless in this, mate. I'm totally on your side. Go on. So what happened then?
The woman comes over and it's a game of like fucking... like poker extremes.
She knows you've thrown the steak.
She knows I've thrown the steak. She comes over and says, how was your food? And I said, beautiful, beautiful. And the steak? And I was like, lovely, delicious. You know, just staring at each other. Neither of us gave them. And she just gave this little nod and she was like, would there be any dessert? And I was like, we're okay for desserts. Because that, you know what I'm thinking? He's going to fucking do something to the desserts.
Yeah, of course.
She took the plates and then they spoke and then they both... He was staring out the window, you know, those little sort of like windows like you get in ships.
Yeah.
What are they called? The port tiny holes. Little ones. Portholes.
Yeah.
He's just staring through it like that, seething. Yeah. And sort of we paid the bill and we drove... But the drive home, you had to drive back up this fucking like mountain sort of thing and then down and it was, pretty terrifying because I was sure we were being followed by him.
What were Catherine's reactions to...
Catherine, number one,
what
was
she
like,
had to go through that evening.
Catherine said, look, just leave the steak. Just say that you don't like it. You haven't got to throw it. I said, look, if you think about it, it'll be actually you're doing a favour because some wild dogs or some sort of wildlife will eat it, right?
Mm. So you've gone, just from her point of view, she sat there, you've taken her to this beautiful inlet, right? And I imagine that evening you said the word inlet a lot because you will have just sort of learnt it. And so you're sitting in the restaurant, she's...
You prick.
So you're sitting there. She sits there watching you eat this steak. Right? I can't imagine you've been silent about what you think about the restaurant up to this point. You're sort of sitting there absolutely fuming.
No.
And she's thinking, like Lisa would if she's in the situation, let's just try and have a nice evening here, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's watched you sort of not enjoy the steak. So she's thinking, oh, fucking hell, he doesn't even like the steak. That's normally all right with him. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't even enjoy the steak now. And then rather than just leaving it, which would be, and listen to you moan about it, which could be the absolute worst outcome of that.
Yeah.
She's had to listen to you go, do you know what? I think I'm going to go throw it somewhere because it would be good for wild dogs and wildlife in the surrounding area. And
no, then, I said, I'm going to get rid of this. Because I don't want to, I feel bad that when she sees the plate, the woman's going to see I've not eaten a steak. And I feel bad for the chef who's cooked it.
Yeah.
And she said, well, we should complain. Because Catherine can complain. She's pretty good at that. Yeah, she's got free meals and vouchers from most of the sort of like Make Like Chiquitos, Pizza Express and stuff,
really?
Domino's. She's, over the years, she's got some big
good
fucking
for her. Good for her.
Yeah.
I had a thing once when I was at uni, this girl I was going out with, I was very much, you know how we've talked about, actually it's the girl that bought me the Tasmanian Devil matching hat and top, right? So she had bought her her brother a Fila coat, right, for his birthday, because she enjoyed getting him better presents than she got for me for some reason. This Fila coat, she got her brother to try it on and there's some fault with it, okay? So she took it back to the shop and they said, we haven't got one in that size. We'll order one in and we'll let you know when it's here. It'll be in here in a couple of days, okay? So like, all right. And she was quite fiery. Not fiery, but, you know, sort of happy
like
to complain.
Like the Tasmanian Devil himself.
Yeah, a bit, yeah. She's a bit, yeah. And the other thing is I'm not, right? And one of the bugbears for her in this relationship was that I was too laid back for her. She felt like I didn't give a shit about anything. Do you know what I mean? Like we'd be somewhere I wouldn't stick up for her. You know, one of those. Do you know what I mean? It's like constantly I feel like I had to sort of modify my behaviour because me being myself was quite annoying to her, right? It's one of them.
Yeah.
So basically, a few days go past and this shop hasn't phoned up.
Right.
And she's getting pissed off. She's going, oh, fuck, what's going on with this fucking coat, right? They haven't phoned up. So she goes, let's just go in there and find out what's going on. So already I start to get anxious because I'm thinking, okay, we're going to go into the shop. I've got to look like I'm sort of you know, sticking up for her and supporting her here. I'm starting to get quite nervous. I hope to God the shop, there's a proper reason, because it'd be really helpful for me if this shop just dealt with this well, because that means I don't have to sort of step up like a fucking moron. We go into the shop, right? And she comes in, she goes, can you tell me what's happening with this coat? And the guy goes, let me go and have a look. And he goes, oh yeah, it is here. And she goes, well, why didn't you call me? And he goes, oh, you know, we just didn't, you know, we just must not have got round to it, right? As he's saying that, she starts nudging me, elbowing me, right? And that basically means this is time for you to fucking step up and deal with this guy, right? So I'm just so nervous and anxious. I completely, like, go over, I just go the other way, right? So I just go to, well, this is properly out of order. You haven't phoned up about this coat, mate, right? The guy goes, well, no, we just haven't. I'm sorry. We just forgot to. Yeah, but it's unacceptable. She's wanted to get this coat. I go, it's unacceptable, right?
Tell me honestly. Did you have tears in your eyes?
No. But I was like properly like I was giving it some, even though I didn't feel any of this in my heart. This is all purely for my girlfriend's benefit, right? It's unacceptable. Yeah. She got this coat as a present for her brother. You said you're going to phone up, and you've not phoned up. We've had to come back in, bang out of order, right? So the guy's going, the guy is reasonably sort of looking at me a bit like, I think you're sort of...
I think you've overstepped the mark a little bit.
I should have done is I should have gone in and
you've
out.
You've basically come in like, you know, in Goodfellas.
When
Lorraine Bracco calls him and he turns up and he beats the guy up over the road.
But what I should have done is gone in there an hour before and gone, listen, I don't think this is a big situation at all. But in about an hour's time, I'm going to come in here with a girl I'm desperate to try and sleep with. I need you to just accept whatever I say to you. But I didn't do that.
No. But Ron, that'd have been even worse, because at some point she'd have found that out.
How would she find out?
Mate, things like that always get out.
Okay. So anyway, I didn't do that. So I'm shouting at this geezer, unacceptable, blah, 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 right? This is the bit where I take it too far, right? So the guy gives us the coat. As we're walking, I can't believe I did this. By the way, you are going to be quite disappointed in me, because this is so out of character, right? This is so bad. As we're walking out the shop, this kid that's working there, I was a kid as well. I was about 18, he's about 17. Right? Looks at me and sort of smirks because I've made such a show of myself in the shop, right? As I'm walking out, mate, I went, what the fuck are you looking at, mate? Right?
Oh my God.
Right? Mental. Absolutely mental, right? I carry on walking out the shop because I think this is great. I've walked out. I've gone, what the fuck are you looking at? There's no consequences. That guy, right, that I've said that to, follows me out of the shop, okay?
Oh, no.
Right, follows me out of the shop, squares up to me outside the front. This is in the Bentall Centre in Kingston.
Oh, my God.
So then I've turned around, and I'll be honest with you, Tom, I had nothing. I still do. I've got nothing about me. So the guy's squared up to me now, and I'm thinking, I'm in deep shit because I can't actually back up any of this chat, right? But I've still got to, like, fucking, I still can't lose face. So what the fuck are you doing, mate? You follow me out the fucking shop for like this? This guy's obviously quite popular, this kid, because then, I swear to you, this happened, right? It sounds mental. Every member of staff and the manager come out the shop and fucking stand in like this sort of line of aggression, like the fucking riot police in front of me. God. Like they're going to fucking turn me over or something in the middle of the Bentall Centre. I can't believe what's happening. I go to the manager that I've just been shouting at. I go to him, look at this. What the hell is this? And he's going, you started this, mate. You started this. Oh, my God. I'm actually going to fucking throw down with all of the stuff from this shop. Anyway, long story short, that ship is very much sailed. I end up just having to fucking sort of walk backwards, sort of shouting kind of half-assed threats until I'm safe, enough distance away to kind of just turn around and go off.
What did she say? What did the girl say?
I think initially when I was sort of giving it some in the shop, she was sort of quite impressed. But as I walked out and all of that happened, I think even she thought, this is actually quite embarrassing here, what he's done. Do you know what I mean? It was never, I'll be honest with you, that relationship was never quite the same after that.
That's probably why she got you a Tasmanian t-shirt. Tasmanian hat.
It makes sense now thinking about it. I thought you like it because you went into a little tailspin over the feeler jacket, didn't you?
Quite cartoon like.
We've got to go into emails now, and I'm going to say this. I know you say about a lot of people that email in, you're an incredible human being. I think there is somebody that's emailed in and they have shown such character. I actually do want to go for a beer with this or something. I want to reward this person in some way because I really, really love what they've done. Now,
well, you're saying they're an incredible human being.
I do actually think, I think this response is genuinely amazing, right?
Wow,
because it's somebody who's emailed in before. It's, do you remember last week I told you only one person has done the delivery driver thing?
Yeah.
And that was Will, right? And
Shout out, Will.
Yeah, well, this Will's emailed in again because we gave Will a bit of a hard time.
Right? Yeah, we did.
He sent in this email, and I think this shows, I love this email. So, this is from Will. Okay, guys, I hold my hands up. I didn't think about what I was doing on the first attempt, and I'll admit it was a shit effort. But surely we all deserve another chance in life. And with that in mind, I've taken the feedback on board, and here's my second, marginally more successful attempt at a delivery driver. Thank you. In answer to Tom's question from last week, I live in London, but I'm originally from Durham. My ambitions and dreams are to go for a curry and a pint with the Wolf and Al. Just joking. Rom's right. It wouldn't be safe for any of us. Thanks for the show. Now,
that broke my heart a little bit.
Now, because, this guy has listened to us, rinsed his first attempt.
Yeah.
And he's fucking sent us in another one. Can we just
I haven't even heard the new attempt, but I'm just going to say this. Will is the fabric in which this country is born and bred, and he is a fucking absolute superhero.
Will, you are one of my favourite people that's ever got in touch with this podcast. I want to tell you that now.
You know what, as well? I'm going to fucking do this, and I've never done this before.
Okay.
Man, I think we've got a panther.
Oh, my God!
Will can be the panther. There's no
fucking hell, that is
higher
big,
accolade
bro.
Than I can give him. But anyone who writes in, takes a kick in, and takes it on the chin, and becomes a more amazing, for me, becomes one of the animals of justice.
Okay, that's it. It's a weird, the animal of justice thing was weird. But okay, Will, high praise for you there.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale. Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm going to play Will's attempt now. Okay. Before we carry on, have you done one of these?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Oh, you did send it to me. Okay, cool. Yeah, of course you did. All right, cool. Let's do it. So,
yeah.
So here's his Will's.
Right, okay. This guy at the door now. I'm going to say hello again. Hi, everyone. How's it going? I was just going to say, because, lockdown's come to an end. This is a thank you. It's 10 quid in cash for you to keep. Get what you want with it, mate.
Okay, thank you.
Right, sweet soul. Take care now. Thanks a lot. You're an incredible human being. Thanks a lot. And off he goes, pedaling to the max.
Wow. Wow, Will. I actually feel, do you know what? I feel pride. I feel real pride.
Oh, that's so
Will,
good.
Will, you're an incredible guy, mate. The Panther.
The Panther. You are the you Panther, Will. Bro. Oh, that was so good. Okay. So, Tom, let's hear your one now.
This is my one.
Hey there, boss man. What up, brother?
You're welcome.
Just wanted to say thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Always doing a cracking job. Thank you for your help, man. God bless you, bro.
There you go.
What do you think of your one compared to Will's?
Will's was better. Will has inspired me to be better, and I want to do another one based on how amazing Will's is. All right. I'm looking forward to hearing yours, actually.
Now, we got another one.
Okay.
This is actually a video.
Yeah, we can put this up on Insta.
Hey, mate, you're right, 1985, please. 1985. Oh, mate, good training. Enjoying it very much, mate. You're a wonderful human being. Have a fantastic day.
Boom.
What do you think of that?
Boom. That's good. What's this guy's name? Shout out.
That is Jordan.
Jordan, shout out Jordan, man.
Since you first mentioned the takeaway challenge, my girlfriend thought it would be hilarious and have been really up for it. However, I've forgotten every time we've ordered. So this time I set a reminder to order our takeaway and do the challenge. So I ordered a curry. We're sitting there waiting. The video seems okay. What it didn't catch was the aftermath. As I was sitting down, the door knocked. It was delivery driver. I'd left a tenner in my pocket and given him £15. And said, keep the change, like a wanker.
Jordan.
Anyway, so this is mine.
This is yours. Is that your doorbell?
Yeah.
Hello, mate. How you doing? All right. Yeah, good, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you doing all this, mate.
Thank you very much.
You're a great guy. Well, no problem. Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
I think yours was the worst one.
Do you know what? As I've listened to that, I've got two things to admit to you. First of all, that was the worst one. Second of all, that was my second attempt. There was actually another one that's weaker than that.
Oh, mate, please let me hear. How could it be weaker than that? You sound so fucking... Like, there's an element of sarcasm to your voice when you say it. the only thing that cuts off is him walking back to his car going, fucking arrogant prick. I genuinely was a bit worried mine was weak. I was worried what's the other one like? Please, let's hear it.
Hold on.
Did you order two takeaways in one night for this?
No, so what happened was, the boys wanted a takeaway from a different place to where we wanted to go, so we had to get two orders.
Okay,
here we go. This is the weaker one, all right? This is like, you know, bearing in mind we gave Will so much shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hello, mate. How are you? You all right? Thank you. Thanks so much, bro. I really appreciate everything you do. Take care. Thank you. Great guy. Cheers.
Like you've never given anyone a compliment before. Genuinely, so on edge. Thank you, mate. Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
Do you know what? I've got to say, after all the shit we gave Will, that is a lot more difficult than you think it's going to be. It is a lot more difficult than you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
I want to just say, on behalf of the Wolf and Out, Jordan, Will, both of you, thank you so much, man.
And when we do some merch, we'll be sending out some free merch.
Yeah, you guys get free merch. You guys get free merch, 100%. Okay.
You guys are absolute sweet souls.
Okay, this is from Catherine. Hi, Swan, Wolf and Al. Love the pod. Such a beautiful insight into the intricate nature of male friendship. My question is for the Wolf. I say so often, Al. I think your dog is a German short-haired pointer. I just wondered... Why don't you tell more stories about him on the pod? Here's a pic of mine. Great podcast content. Ha, ha, ha. Would love to hear about your relationship with yours. We live in Spain. Lots of love to all of the animals involved in making this podcast.
That's a nice email, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very...
What's her name? Catherine.
Catherine, yeah.
Oh, sweet, sweet Catherine. Yeah. Thank you, Catherine. Look, I talk about my dog a fair bit on here. I have told stories. My relationship with my dog is one of incredible nature of, you know, he is my heart, he is my soul. I love the little guy. I mean, he can be quite, we have ups and downs in our relationship. He can push me at times as two sort of strong characters often do. But, I will say this for anyone out there who's looking for a dog and you have a family. Get a German Shorthaired Pointer. They're incredible. Great with kids. Really sweet, sweet souls. Very too intelligent. Very intelligent, though. You can't trick him. No. I've been able to, you can trick him once and, you know, trick him. He literally lives by that motto. You know, trick me once, fool me. You know.
Okay. But trick it feels me twice, like, it feels like, you know, neither him nor you actually know how that motto goes.
Trick me once,
fool me. Trick me twice, you fooled me a second time. Well done.
Yeah, and I'm a bigger fool than I was when you tricked me the first time. Yeah, he's very hard to, like, you know, he cottons onto things.
Okay.
Are you still thinking of getting a dog?
No, we're not still thinking. It's happening, bro.
When's it happening?
Well, it just got a bit delayed because of the pandemic, but it's looking like...
What sort of dog are you looking to getting?
I think we're getting... It's a miniature golden doodle.
What? What is that?
Yeah. So they're going to be
really good. Like a...
They're going to be really good with kids.
Are they?
Yeah.
Miniature golden doodle.
It sort of looks like a teddy bear.
Oh, they're beautiful dogs.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they?
They're very cute, yeah. If anyone wants to feel happy today, Google miniature. Yeah, doodles. They're very nice golden doodles, don't they?
Right. Next email, Tommy, and I think we need to wrap this thing up.
Do it, baby.
Hi, Wolf, Owl, and Swan. Please can you help my husband and I solve a marital dispute? My husband had pre-ordered the new remastered edition of Mass Effect for me as a gift and checked to make sure if I hadn't ordered it for myself. I replied, yes, I have ordered it, which was true. What I failed to mention is that due to some unexpected bills and purchases, I'd cancelled the order with the intention of buying next month. The game was released today, and when my husband discovered I'd cancelled my order and not just accepted the gift he'd bought, he took offence and is now jokingly calling me a... He's now jokingly calling me a rat bastard.
Wow.
Who do you think is in the right? Myself, not wanting my husband spending his hard-earned money on gifts just for me, and instead wanting him to either treat himself or buy something we can both enjoy, or my husband, who just wanted to do something nice. Also, do you ever have any petty squabbles like this with your better halves, and what do you do to resolve them? Love, Victoria the raccoon and Vernon the goat. P.S. We're looking forward to meeting both of you sweet souls soon for drinks.
Wow.
What a great
very
email.
Presumptuous. What a great lovely email. Yeah. Listen, the raccoon. I think being married is just full of loads of these little disputes, these little moments of, you know what I can tell you now, I think you're both very, 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 very sweet souls who are destined to be together because you clearly have a humorous way of dealing with these things. But I will say, in the battle of who is right and who is wrong, is I have to side with the goat. I simply must, because he's doing something very sweet. He wants to have brought you something that you're going to enjoy and that you're going to love. He clearly cares about you a lot, and wants you to have the thing that he wanted. I think it's a very sweet thing. I think his only thing that he shouldn't have done, he should have kept it as a secret. I'm awful. What are you like at secrets and surprises?
I'm
terrible at them.
Bad.
I ruined so many of them over the years. I've ruined. Where I'll just be like, because I've never got the conviction in myself that the surprise or the secret, like the thing I was surprising Catherine with, is going to be that good.
Yeah.
So I sort of preempt what it is and end up ruining it. And she's like, can't you just keep it as a surprise? I've tried to be better now. But shout out to the goat, because I do think what he's doing is a beautiful thing. And it's quite, do you know, I think it's a sweet thing that they play games together.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's really lovely. I would say that I disagree with you, actually. I'm siding with the raccoon on this.
What?
Yeah, I am. Because all she's done is she said, don't spend the money on this game. She's planning on getting it in the future. She doesn't want him to spend his money on something for her. It seems like their expenditure has been over and above what they thought it was going to be. So they've had to tighten their belts a little bit, which I respect. And so she's doing a nice thing. And sort of relieving him of that pressure.
I'm not saying she's not doing a nice thing. I'm just saying he's doing an even nicer thing.
No, but you said you. There's no debate about it. You said I'm firmly in the pen with the goat. You're certainly definitive about that.
The wolf is standing alongside the goat.
Yeah, and you're firmly beside the goat as he calls the raccoon a rat bastard.
Humorously calls her that. He's, you know, what he's doing that.
Go on.
It's a defense mechanism. Mm. It's for him to feel a little bit, sweeter and better about himself.
Yeah,
and you know, look, I get I completely understand where the goat is coming from, Romsky.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and where the raccoon is coming from. But yeah. I'm saying is she's been very sweet.
Yeah,
but he has looked at his finances, looked at his money, and thought, you know what, I'm going to go without so she can have. And for me, that's the sweetest thing of all.
I think this one needs to go out to the listeners. We would like you to tell us who you side with in the raccoon and the goat debate. Could you email in to the wolfalpod@gmail.com? If you're on the side of the raccoon, just simply say raccoon. If you're on the side of the goat, simply say goat. Look forward to hearing from you. We'll give you the result in the bonus episode of the pod.
It's insane. In this episode, we've gone from being a wolf, an owl, and a swan to a wolf, owl, panther, and a goat and a raccoon.
Well,
and it feels bad that we should have called Jordan something as well. I feel bad.
Jordan, you're a leopard.
Yeah. Wow. Two beautiful cats to join our tribe.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Tom, that is about it from us.
Yeah.
Can we all agree that my delivery driver thing was clearly the worst?
Yes, I think we can. But also, can you see how much people are rewarded to send in positive vibes? Yeah. And that's what we're about here at the Wolf.
So if you've got any delivery driver audio to send us, please do. We'd welcome it with open arms. Okay, Tom, do us the honour of taking us out, my Jew.
Humanity. What is humanity and what bearing do you have upon it? See, there are two different ways of entering people's lives. Some people enjoy bringing the sun, bringing those sweet, sweet rays or flow out across the people they meet. And when people walk away, go, God, I remember that guy. He really brought me some joy. It was like being on a Mediterranean beach, being in his company. And thus, the people that you bring those rays to then carry those rays on to other people and other people and other people, like a sort of solar system in a sense, just full of suns. The trouble is, not everybody brings a sun. Some people bring the rain and they will shut down and they will dampen your spirits and shit upon your vibe, all because they feel a little bit gray inside. And that's fine. And for those of us who believe in the sun, maybe we should try and brighten up those rainy days. And for those who bring the rain, try and enjoy the sun. Try and breathe in its rays. Because nobody wants to carry an umbrella forever. And smile. And remember, you matter. Do you? It was insightful one.
Really nice. Really nice.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, it's been, as always, my G.
My juice, it's been a good
one. An absolute pleasure. What I can also tell you is that on the next week's main episode, we will be announcing details of the Wolf and Owl live show, the first one that's going to be coming out. Now, a lot of people have sent us messages going, I know it's going to be in London. It probably is. But we are going to be touring it. So so that we will be going around and about. But that first date will be announced next week. And then there'll be more dates to follow. So I'm just letting you know that's the situation. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourselves.
God bless. And remember what I said. Bring the rays, baby. Bring the rays.
If you have a problem, opinion, feedback, or anything at all, please email us at wolfowlpod@gmail.com. That's wolfowlpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, mainly because we don't have any content ideas. Thank you.